489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Friday, August 8th, 2025 edition. This segment brought to you by PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com/trucker. That slash trucker will get you automatically a 40% discount off of retail and free shipping. So, again, go to their website, PatriotsRelief.com/trucker. Look at the products, the packages that you're able to purchase. Put them in your cart. And then at checkout, put in the promo code TR1 or see if the discount automatically populates by using the slash trucker. PatriotsRelief.com/trucker. Should automatically preload the 40% discount plus free shipping. If it doesn't, then put in the promo code TR1. Vicky and I absolutely love their products. They work for us. The sleep, the absolute pain relief that we feel, it's amazing. And again, want to remind you, these products do not contain marijuana. That was the first thing I thought of when I heard of CBD. Had a good conversation with Tim years ago now. Found out that that's not the case. You do not get high. Absolutely love the products, especially the Intense Relief Rub. That product is fantastic. Also, the new salve that they have. That stuff is amazing. And then, of course, the drops, put them under your tongue, let them absorb into your system, and man, you'll sleep like a baby. Wake up in the morning, no brain fog, you're not groggy, you're ready to go. Absolutely love these products. So check them out. And if you have any questions, you can always give them a call. Love their phone number, 877-230-1776. Give Tim or his kids a call. It's a family-owned Christian business. Patriots like us absolutely support the company. Love their products. Love Tim and the kids. So give them a call. Check them out online. Again, PatriotsRelief.com/trucker. So if you want that information texted to your phone, just text me PR for Patriots Relief. And you'll get a link directly to them and you'll be able to get these discounts. Absolutely greatly appreciate it. Well, one of the things that the process that's happening in Lansing is pretty interesting is that the state of Michigan and the process of heading into negotiations regarding the budget is starting to take a new direction. And it's kind of interesting because one of the things that we're looking at here is the roads. We've talked about this many times. But you have to understand that there is a process going on in Lansing between the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, and the Governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Hall is moving in the direction that he doesn't want the state Senate, that chamber, to basically be involved in the negotiations. Matt Hall basically wants to negotiate the budget deal directly with the governor and then have the governor instruct the state Senate chamber to get on board with what they come up with. One of the things that we're looking at, here is the fact that the Senate Democrats have already passed an $82.6 billion budget proposal. The problem is they passed it on a Wednesday back a month or so ago, and 2 days later, Friday, the research arm of the state government came out with their report predicting less revenue than what the Democrats passed in their budget will be coming into the state. Council for Financial Research came out with their numbers 2 days later, finding that there was going to be $1.2 billion less revenue coming into the state treasury. So basically, the Senate passed budget was already out of budget. Now, in response to this process, state senators and their spokesperson leadership have responded. According to the Senate Majority Floor Leader, Sam Singh, Democrat of East Lansing, he came out with a statement yesterday. He said, House Speaker Matt Hall needs to stop making excuses about why his chamber can't produce a fiscal year 2026 spending plan, and that he needs to come to the negotiating table with some at least targets on how much his caucus is willing to spend on each state department. After a Capitol press event yesterday morning, Singh was asked what word would he use to describe the current budget standoff with the Republican-led House and his Democratic-led Senate. His choice? Disappointed. We should all get into a room and just hammer this out. The gamesmanship that the speaker is doing right now doesn't help anyone. Well, we talked about this Wednesday show. Speaker Hall told the press on Wednesday that his subcommittee chairs are now putting together proposed budgets that are based on the May revenue estimates, as well as the upcoming congressional spending changes from the federal One Big Beautiful Bill. You see, a lot of this has changed since the May revenue estimates, as well as the One Big Beautiful Bill, as to how much money is actually going to be sent to Lansing. Singh went on to say, I believe it's an excuse after excuse after excuse. Get into a room, set a target. It's not that difficult. This has happened time and time and time again. We are in a situation where basically, we get nothing but excuses. You don't necessarily have to go back every time you get a new piece of information and redo a budget, end quote, said Singh. Singh is the Democrats' point person who negotiated the paid sick leave and the tip wage compromise bill back in February. He's also recognized around town as one of the Democrats' best deal makers. In this case, Singh said that the speaker can't go into a room to get agreed upon targets because he doesn't know what to target, for example, what to give to the state police, what to give to the corrections department, or even the Department of Health and Human Services. Well, up to this point, the House has moved 5 department budgets so far. K-12 funding, community colleges, higher education, Department of Education and Lifelong Education Achievement and Potential. But that is barely half of the state's budget. All of it pertaining to education. Singh said it's clear, based on some of the statements that the speaker has made, that he's not taking this process seriously. He keeps talking about wanting to shut the government down. Well, when asked if the Senate Democrats were willing to make a long-term road funding deal part of the fiscal year 26 budget, Singh said, "We've always said that. I think it was difficult when people wanted to have a conversation about the roads outside of the budget. We're having budget conversations. We're ready, and I definitely think that roads will be part of the package." Well, in related news, Senate Education Committee Chair Dana Paul Henke, Democrat of Livonia, caught local news reports that the Okemos schools will end up charging for student meals again. The school district isn't getting enough money from federal programs, and it can't count on state money to make up the difference, with the state budget being in limbo. With school starting in roughly a month, the news story went on to say that Okemos School District has made the decision that they will start charging for meals. Well, the House didn't fund the free school lunch breakfast program, while the Senate and the governor's proposals did. Make no mistake, Republicans are playing political games instead of working on the budget, and children will go hungry. Final thoughts of this Senate discussion on the budget. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Friday. And then I apologize. My voice is going. I have been on the phone. I have been in meetings and doing the show. Got to rest my voice. I'm going to get some hot tea and honey here during the break. But we'll get through it. We're going to have a great show for you today. Robert up in Sheboygan says, I'm a client of Missy. Thank you so much, Randy. Good news about Missy helping others in the state of Michigan. Absolutely. Greatly appreciate the comments, Robert. Thanks for listening. Also, I want to thank Gail and Laura. They texted me this morning, legal, and I responded by sending them the phone, sent them the links directly to being able to donate to our legal defense fund. We greatly appreciate the help. Greg O'Neill. Downstate Livingston County. You talked about the private school tuition for the Christian Academy, $3,000 a year. How much does the government schools get per pupil? Well, the governor and the Senate Democrats in the budget, Greg, have proposed $10,000 a year. Private Christian Academy, $3,000. Public schools getting $10,000. With a little bit of a change in the way the categoricals are done, the House Republicans in Lansing are proposing $12,000 per student. If their plan goes through, basically 400% more goes into public schools per pupil than the Christian Academy up here in northern Michigan. Union school teachers. Some of the technology that they have in the classrooms that aren't being used at the Christian Academy, good old-fashioned books. And one of the other things that is absolutely, you have to understand this, they go to school Monday through Friday. At public schools, that is convenient for some parents because they basically use schools as daycare. The kids are taken care of Monday through Friday. Don't have to worry about it. Mom and dad both can work. Well, the Christian Academy is Monday through Thursday. They take Fridays off. They do offer the ability for the kids to come to the school if necessary. On Fridays, they work it out. It's a family. Other parents make arrangements. Maybe there's a stay-at-home mom, or maybe she works from home. Well, some of the children in the area perhaps go there. They work it out. There's communication. It's a small, knit family group. Even though they offer K through 12 education, they work it out. That's basically the difference. So, you know, you got to put things into perspective. Free breakfast, free lunch. This Democrat talking about it's unconscionable that the Republicans are playing political games instead of working on the budget. Michigan children will go hungry. You know, I guess you have to look at this from a different perspective. What is the best thing for the state overall? Is it the role of government to spend our taxpayer dollars on attracting new businesses to come to our state, giving them grants, tax abatements, all kinds of incentives to come here, only to find out many of these grants never provide the jobs they said they would? I guess there's just a lot of wasteful spending in the state budget. Now, I mentioned this pilot program where they're going to try to get actual test results, studies, numbers for 100 people that are on Medicaid health insurance instead of taking the very expensive GLP-1 injections to lose weight. The state will pay for them to go through Missy's fat-burning program to see if they can eat healthy foods and lose a lot more weight and keep it off. 100,000 process of 100,000 numbers looking at the number of people on these injections. $20 million a month. The Department of Health and Human Services is spending on these fat shots. Health complications, side effects down the road. We don't even know yet what the GLP-1 injections are going to do to people 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. Some people are already having vision issues. We got to try a better way. And it would end up saving the state of Michigan millions of dollars. History lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield next hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in